This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Stan, I want to ask you a quick question. The news about this recent Pentagon UFO study that was, I guess, partly arranged by former Senator Harry Reid when he was Senate Majority Leader, $22 million, I guess all or most of it got into the hands of Bigelow in the early 2000s.
Well, yeah, there were other people involved. I was very impressed with the list of people like Elizondo and those guys. These guys had important titles. They were people who had high-level clearances and significant responsibility. They weren't dinks. I was impressed.
Yeah, and like you were saying, these are the kind of people who were actually using military equipment to try to assess whether or not UFOs did have the kind of threat to national security that you mentioned earlier.
Well, that should be their function. Anybody who thinks we shouldn't care about what people are doing out there in the way of new technology is wrong. We live in a dangerous world. That's the way it is, folks, like it or not. And, you know, you are motivated. Our first spy satellite, the Corona spy satellite, this is after the U-2, we knew it was going to get shot down at some point in time. So we got to do something better. And the Corona satellite, they had 12 failures in a row, and they persisted. They spent the dough. This is classified stuff. And the 13th one worked and got more data on Soviet military installations, because the satellite's going around and round and round and sending back lots of data. Got more data than all the U-2 flights had done before that. The program went on for a number of years and was never declassified while it was going on. Not until much later. So there was a program that was certainly done undercover with a good deal of money. I don't know how much, but you don't have 12 unsuccessful rocket launches at no cost. And then sending back data for years and having the data analyzed and all the rest of that. And so, and the public didn't hear at all about it while the program was ongoing. Just as an illustration of keeping secrets, it's like the stealth program for Lockheed. 10 years, $10 billion, all in secret.
Well, then, of course, you know, that's one of the favorite arguments of the skeptics. Well, you know, the government can't keep secrets, and then you keep a perfectly valid point there that they can. And we should also point out, well, what secret? How many people in the government have come out? I mean, you alluded back at the beginning that one of the books that got you involved was the report on unidentified flying objects, I believe. You've mentioned this in the past. Fabulous.
Yeah, by Edward Ruppelt.
Yeah, and what was he, right? He was a genuine Air Force officer who worked inside a secret program to investigate UFOs for the Air Force. If you don't call that leaking the secret, I'm not sure what you do. And it's not like he's the only one who's come forward. Again, this most recent one is another example. And Kehoe, he had insiders as well. He wrote about that in his book. So it's not like they have kept the secret. There's been plenty of leaks over the years.
But the media hasn't paid attention for the most part.
But that's changing. Have you noticed the change in the media? Yeah.
Oh,
now that's a good thing.
Yes, I'm all for it. I'm not saying everything should be done in the open. Because you don't want to give your enemies potential means for new technology to destroy it. That makes no sense. If we're working on wreckage from a crash flying saucer and learn some things, people have pointed out that some of the new and better superconducting materials were developed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base right after Roswell.
Yeah, I don't know about all that Corso stuff, but I got to admit that if we have any solution to the UFO propulsion problem, it's going to involve things like superconductors and superconducting electromagnetic storage systems powered by things like you say, like fusion power. that's the direction we need to go, for sure.
I'm not a booster of Colonel Corso, incidentally. He claimed to be a member of the National Security Council. He never even attended a meeting, no less being a member.
Well, you have people who are in Congress don't show up except they have to make a vote. And you have, I wonder about some of those cabinet secretaries who are overseas with their wives using government money to pay for the transportation. So that's not unusual.
I didn't say it was unusual. I'm just saying I'm not a booster behind Corso.
But what about the so-called reverse engineered stuff? Do you think if we captured a spaceship at Roswell, would you think at this point that we have possibly come up with some technology that at least is somewhat based on what the aliens did, or were they or are they too far advanced?
Personally, I'd say they're too far advanced. We've learned a heck of a lot, but you got only have to look back to see how far there is to go in the sense that changes, new technology. My basic mantra is that technological progress comes from doing things differently in an unpredictable way. The scientific community so often neglects that simple truth. I mean, you know, I used a slide rule when I started work in industry. Many people have never heard of a slide rule. They use a little pocket calculator. It costs $5, and you can do all the calculation you could do with a slide rule. Yeah. What's a slide rule? It's a device that makes calculations, but not nearly as good as the technological one, an electronic one. So there's plenty to learn yet. And, you know, when we finally got around in recent years to understanding something, that man has been around a very long time.
Well, it's true, Stan. I mean, when you look at how far we've come. Oh, he's answering it. Okay, never mind.
Yes. I was saying that we've come around to a whole new view of our place in the universe. Bishop Usher, I was thinking back, and how old mankind is, or people-kind, whatever you want to call it. Bishop Usher in the 1650s or so figured out he was a sex fiend. He went through all the begatting in the Bible and came back with the fact that man started in 4004 B.C. Now we have to say, oh, it was 4 billion, no, actually 4.5 billion. But, you know, so our understanding has changed. Frank Drake in the 1960s. Said there might be as many as 6,000 places in the galaxy that could be sending us signals. I don't know why or anything like that. But now, when we've got the Kepler space satellite, which is looking for planets, looking at a very restricted part of the sky and going back and forth and catching the planet going in front of its star, Kepler has indicated that there are about 1.6 planets per star in the neighborhood. Within 100 light years of here, which is just down the street, even from New Brunswick, there are 10,000 stars. That means about 16,000 planets. And I'm not saying they're all occupied. Some there, of course, is colonization and migration. But our view of the galaxy alone, the Milky Way galaxy, is over 100 billion planets. Not 6,000. So it wouldn't be surprising if there are guys traipsing about and trying to make sure that idiot civilizations like ours, who have developed nuclear weapons, don't bring them out to bother the neighborhood.
Of course, then again, you know, we are kind of out here in the boonies compared to, you know, any civilizations that are closer together. So we're probably, in practical terms, of course, the skeptics, this is their favorite argument. Well, it would take them way too long to get here from there. And but there's a number of ways that we can look at that that nullifies that argument, not the least.
Well, let me give you an example. How long
it
takes at 1G acceleration of gravity, where we are right now on the surface of the Earth, or that's where I am anyway. You guys may be up in the air. I don't know. But at 1G, I've asked audiences, including technical groups, how long does it take at 1G to get to the speed of light?
More to come with Stan Friedman, Gene, and Randall. You're in the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just to let you know, we were saddled with a flea bag motel with the absolute noisiest air conditioner on planet Earth. I would like to know, Stan, the designs used for climate control by E.T.
I'd like to know, too.
Randall?
Where are you?
I'm here.
Where?
In Calgary.
Okay, I am near Phoenix, Arizona now, at a flea bag motel. And the reason is that we
they asked us to leave our apartment, and therefore we're looking for a new place, just to be blunt about it.
Huh. I don't envy you. Although we're going to be downsizing. We've lived here for 36 years, 33 years in this one house. Nice big house. The kids are gone. Grandson's gone, et cetera. So.
What does Mrs. Friedman think about your UFO craze?
It puts food on the table. She's only gone with me on two trips, I guess, Hawaii and Las Vegas. No, in Washington, D.C., three, I'm sorry. And I've given over 700 lectures. So she's not particularly interested. She comes from a big family. She's got, she had four sisters and four brothers. And they all have kids, you know, nieces, nephews. Her parents were alive, right, all the rest of that. So she rarely got involved at all in my ufological activities.
What about your kids?
Well, I've lost two sons, both deceased, and they were both interested. One was very pleased. He worked at El Camino College in Southern California and warned me that we don't get big crowds at lectures, Dad. I'm sorry. And they had to open up. They had a big auditorium. They had to open up the balcony. And so they had 1,200 people, and he was delighted because he didn't have to make apologies. You know what I mean?
Oh, that must have been one of the other highlights in your career, I would say.
Yeah. Well, and my other son, he attended several lectures and sold books for me. So they were proud, and I was pleased about that. My daughter is a journalist. She's younger than they were, and she is interested. She'll be coming to my lecture in Halifax, where Paul Kimball will be present, as a matter of fact.
Well, that brings up another question from our forum people, from Ethel, who says, Mr. Friedman, I've long admired your work and wish you a very happy, richly deserved, and extended retirement from this crazy field of research, and asks, who, if anybody, do you see as an heir apparent? Do you think your daughter might be interested in taking this up?
No. She's a journalist, and she works for CBC Radio and Halifax and stuff. There are some good people in the field. One of them is John Greenwald.
Greenwald, yeah, for sure. Black Vault, right?
He's got the Black Vault, yes. And I've known John since he was, I think, 16, something like that. And he got so many documents from the government, you know, under freedom of information and stuff, and very objective and careful researcher, so I hereby dumb him Stan Friedman II. No.
Well, I'm sure he'd be very impressed to hear that. So
he's a good man and an honest man and a competent man and a hardworking guy. And so with the energy of youth, there are plenty of good people in the field. We go ups and downs in ufological research. And I hear some good talks at lectures. And look, my colleague Kathleen Marden has written three books with me, and she's working on two more. And I just am reading one big, long chapter she's written, and I'm very impressed with the quality of the work. The experiencer, they've done a survey, hundreds of experiencers, UFO experiencers, and put together a lot of data, and with control people. You know, people who weren't experiencers, and see how different the answers are and so forth. And so she's still going strong. She's Betty Hill's niece.
That's interesting. That leads us to another question by one of our forum people called TDSR. And he asks, do you see a reorganizing of resources which would be more efficient and productive moving forward in the aim of pinning down fact from fiction? And in this regard, do you think that experiencers are more the key now than empirical data? In other words, we've typically taken the approach of, well, let's see if these things are nuts and bolts, let's figure out what they're made of, how they work, how big they are, measure them, weigh them. And we've let the human experiencer side of this kind of, we've left it off to the side a bit because we're either nervous about it or we think it holds too much subjective information.
Well, that's why Kathy's work as an organization, FREE, it's called, and they've done some great work at looking at what the experiencers can tell us. That's quite fascinating, how they look at aliens and their own experiences. And there are plenty of people who have had experiences. And if we lift the laughter curtain, we'll be hearing a lot more about them.
I'm curious about you because as a scientist, you are a very data person. You've said this numerous times in your... And so this is very sort of uncharacteristic of you to take on this point of view. What is it that's piqued your interest or made you take it so much more seriously these days?
Well, I've always taken it seriously, but...
I mean, the experiencer side of things, specifically.
Well, because we've got more data from experiencers. They were normally very loath to talk about their experience, but Kathy and others have gotten them to come forth. And so we've got a body of data that we didn't have before about what happens with the aliens and something to work on. We didn't have that before. How do you find the darn people? Nobody wants to come forward and say, oh, yeah, I was on board a saucer. Big deal. You'd get laughed out of town.
Yeah, we had people like Hopkins.
Stephen Hawking, you mean?
No, Hopkins. Bud Hopkins.
Oh, Bud Hopkins. Yes, yeah. I knew Bud. Okay. Mm-hmm. Remember, Bud was an artist. A good one. I don't mean that. That's not knocking. He did a lot of good research. That's different from Stephen Hawking, yes.
Oh, yeah, completely different.
And but different also, Bud was instrumental in getting people to come forward, because he talked to a lot of abductees, and he learned how to use hypnosis and so forth. And so he started the experiencer movement, if you will, so that people would have somebody to talk to, so that their information wouldn't be lost. Because we're talking about personal experiences here. In other words, we don't have government employees going on board the trips and talking to the abductor and the abductee and coming to terms with that.
That's a whole other question. Yeah, we can get to the whole government sending people to other planets, I guess, in another question. But then we've also got people like John Mack who... I think he was instrumental in bringing some sort of respectability to this question.
Yes, he was. I mean, with his Harvard background and all that sort of stuff, yes. And John had guts. We spoke at some of the same conferences, as a matter of fact. Good man. I'm lucky. I'm still here. He's not.
So in another question, TDSR asks, what do you see as the most practical next steps?
I got to stop that question. We're over time. Let's pick it up on the next segment. Got more to come with Stan, Gene, Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We never mention this the way we should, but whenever a guest is booked on the Paracast, if we have the time, we don't always, we post a thread in our forums at forum.paracast.com where you can ask a question of the guest. And that's what Randall's been culling through here. So one more question, please.
Yeah, we have TDSR here who asks, what do you see as the most practical next steps in transitioning from the pioneering work and research from the perspective of record keeping and collecting sighting reports to the next generation of researchers?
Well, I think one step would be to try to make sure that we get access to more and a higher percentage of the cases that have gone on that are good cases, the experiencer end of things. What do the aliens want? What are they doing? What can we say about what we've learned from crash saucers? Not just Roswell, there have been several crashes. These are pragmatic sort of problems, and they're fraught with difficulty in terms of security. Should Americans want to put out on the table what we have learned in secret and so that the Russians and Chinese can get it at no cost? Probably not. On the other hand, we have to stand up and realize that there are living intelligent beings all over the place. We're not the only ones, nor the most advanced ones. And hopefully some of them have learned how to live at peace with each other. I mean, what's our military budget this year on planet Earth? $1 trillion is the last I heard. There are better ways to spend our money than that. You know, feed the starving. There's still people dying of starvation on the planet. Develop cures for other diseases, all kinds of good things. So it's a question of growing up and putting what we can learn to good use for the benefit of mankind. You know, each side storing nuclear weapons so they can, if necessary, use them against the other is a hell of a waste of resources as far as I'm concerned. And also, I think we have taken potshots at alien vehicles. We have made a very unfriendly situation. I think we need to open up about that. And, guys want to fly around here and do your thing, fine. Just don't bother us. there's some pragmatic things, because we can't control when one comes down and there happens to be somebody there. We'd like to know about it. You know, we need a movement. We also have to seriously consider, what does it mean for religion? There are some people who think God's only handiwork is man on this planet, and that's it. Ain't nobody out there anywhere else. Well, I think that's malarkey myself. But I think that needs to be talked about.
Why do you think that they don't openly reveal themselves then? Because I mean, that would
kind of solve. Why should they?
If they have an interest in wanting to keep us, say, in our place or whatever it is, I mean, you would think that they would want to make it certain that we know that they're here, and then you don't have to worry about these issues where maybe one nation has some secrets or another. Everybody knows they're there. And they can make whatever agenda they want us to know perfectly clear without all the sort of cloak and dagger and theatrics that seems to go on with them.
Maybe there are rules in the Galactic Federation that prevent them from interfering in a loud way, except to keep us from going out there with our brand of friendship, which is hostility. The galaxy certainly has a concern there. Earthlings are going to come out and be predators? Who needs that? You know? We're not nice guys.
Mm-hmm. You would think that they would then want to make it known in no uncertain terms, like in a day the Earth stood still show of.
They know we know they're here.
Yes.
And you've been tracked on radar, etc.
Of course. So the military must know. Okay, so I think and I and most people who are educated in ufology, we no longer doubt that aliens have visited the planet. And the military and factions within the military, perhaps they're stovepiped to a certain degree, but you've got a number of groups. They can't help but know a whole lot more than we do about them. Would you say that
they
that's
got the equipment? We don't have it.
Yeah, exactly. You were actually, before one of the breaks, you were going on and you were going to explain about how they could get here from there, and we're talking about how long it would get to the speed of light, I think. Just as an example to say,
at 1G.
Yeah.
Surprise, I've had people guess, and many of them guess 1,000 years. It's 100, 1,000, 100, 10, or 1. The right answer is 1.
Yeah.
Believe
yeah.
it or not. That shocks people.
I think it would shock most people who didn't sort of understand how that would work.
They also want, half an Einstein. Remember, Einstein also said as you get close to the speed of light, time slows down for things moving that fast. How much depends on how close you get. But the big accelerator in Europe, we got particles going 99.9999% of the speed of light. So that's a realm we have some dealings with. So, in other words, if you want to go 37 light years, does that mean the minimum time to get there is 37 years? You got to go the speed of light, et cetera. No, it doesn't mean that. I'm talking about pilot time is what matters. So you go out, come back, marry your granddaughter's best friend. What the hell?
Yeah, and then, of course, that assumes, you know, that they don't have lifespans that are longer than ours. I mean, for all we know, they are immortal, and they can just drift around space at half-light speed and explore to their heart's content. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why they could be coming here. Say, even within 20 light years, there's dozens of planets at half light speed. That means even in our lifetime, we could build a ship to get there. So.
Well, let's go close to the speed of light and take advantage of time slowing down.
Of course.
Yeah, if I said that 100 years ago, somebody would say, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Well. And that's the way life is. We have to take that into account at the big accelerator, as a matter of fact. There's a real world, and there's the way we wish it was, I guess.
Let me ask you something here. We're assuming that E.T., having become advanced enough to have perfected some form of star travel, is necessarily morally superior to Earthlings. But why assume that? They could just be as crazy as we are, as warlike as we are, and maybe they think we're too primitive to bother with. If we were farther advanced, they may decide to do something here, too, that's not very friendly.
Well, I think they've paid a lot of attention to our nuclear facilities. You know, Bob Salas has written a book. He was down at the bottom of the ICBM place where we had rockets with nuclear-tipped rockets. And they've been paying attention to these. So I'm not, if they were really bad guys, we wouldn't be here. They've had plenty of chance to clobber us. So I have to presume that they're at least halfway decent. And they don't shoot first and ask questions later the way we do. They wait until they're shot at. There are plenty of examples of that. So, you know, occasionally one of them wings one of us because we're being nasty. The Cuban case where the Cuban Aerospace Defense Command, whatever you want to call it, picks up a UFO coming in, and they scramble a couple of jets, a couple of MiGs, and... what should we do? They tell them, just get the heck out of our airspace, and they ignore them, shoot them down. So the first plane gets a radar lock on, reports that back, and missiles armed. And then the second plane screeches that the first plane just disintegrated. So apparently waited until, okay, you guys want to be nasty? Well, they'll take care of it. You know, that tells you something about them, and it tells you something about us. We shoot first, ask questions later. And they have said, in effect, don't you go shooting at us, buddy. We got a job to do. Leave us alone.
We have a job to do, too. It's called taking a break. And then we'll be back with Stanton Friedman, who's giving up the lecture tour thing after the latest campaigns. With J. Randall Murphy and Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylin Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So what you're saying here is, if we shoot at UFOs, they may shoot at us. But wouldn't that really cause the risk of some kind of interstellar war here? We're trying to fight them, maybe not too well.
Well, we can't get out there yet.
Yeah, but we're here. If we're doing it here, that wouldn't stop them from fighting back and maybe bringing a few down.
Well, they
that
do.
Would cause...
In the Cuban case, they zapped the airplane that was getting ready to send a missile their way. Yeah, they will respond.
Well, we knew back in the, what was it? You might know this more than, my memory is maybe not as good as yours for all of these details, but didn't they have an order to shoot at one point with the U.S. Air Force back in the late 40s, 50s? And then after
that. The instruction was very clear. If they don't land when instructed to do so, shoot them down.
Yeah, and then there was a bunch of our planes that were shot down afterwards, mysterious crashes, let's call them, after that. And some people have attributed that to retaliation on the part of the aliens.
Could very well be. Frank Ficino's book about the Flatwoods Monster case goes into that. We dug out over 200 reports of crashed airplanes, some of the pilots of whom had over 100 missions. They weren't dinks, in other words. They were experienced pilots. They come back to the United States. They were in war. They come back to the United States, and they crash, have fatal crashes.
That seems disproportionate, that's for sure. What about with Mantell now? Do you think he was after a Skyhook balloon, or?
No.
You figure that was
a pilot.
Yeah, that was the real thing, you figure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The government isn't going to say so. Oh, yeah, he died chasing a flying saucer. Oh, well. They can't say that. You can't admit that, that was one of ours that got shot down because he was attacking a saucer. You just blow it all. You've got to really cover that sort of thing up.
Right, but again, you know, the Mantell case is disputable. And some feel it was a conventional aircraft accident.
I don't think it was, but okay, I'm not going to go into it today because I didn't do all my homework on Mantell.
Well, too good a pilot actually is probably one of the best arguments in favor of the UFO explanation that I've heard, because I think we need to give them more credit, perhaps, than other people do. We've got a question here from Angela who asks, why do so many people in the UFO community have so much trouble getting along? And can this be one of the main reasons, in your opinion, why we've seen such little advancement in what's been discovered about UFOs?
Well, remember, it still isn't much of a science. There have been well over a dozen PhD theses done about UFOs. But including one that had some damning things to say about press coverage of the subject, incidentally. Yeah. Look, it's a field that's waiting for something really concrete. You know, show up with an alien in the trunk of your car and parade him in front of an audience. Now we got something, you know. What can I say? There are national security concerns. The government isn't talking. The religious people are very much concerned. And who come on very strong. Ain't no aliens, just earthlings. We're the only ones around. And Jesus died to save them, too. What can I say? We on the planet haven't developed good methods for solving our problems.
That might dovetail into a question that Bert State asks. How would you describe the evolution of your thinking about the UFO phenomena over the years? Are your current views and recent writings in sync with your original theories? And if not, how has it evolved?
Well, certainly the new data about how many planets there are and how many abductions there have been gives us a new insight as to what's going on and the feasibility. In other words, it doesn't seem so strange if you say, geez, there's 1.6 planets per star, and some of these stars are much less than a light year from other stars, and they've had 13 billion years to develop all this kind of stuff. Give them only 4 billion years. That's still plenty of time. So that changes the view as it being a bunch of little incidents. There's a major effect going on here. And obviously the Galactic Federation seems to care enough to send guys here to keep tabs on what's going on, monitor, if you will. So my thinking has changed in that regard. Also, my having worked on nuclear rocket engines, I think the best day of my life in industry is when we tested the NRX-A6 nuclear rocket reactor propulsion system, and we had no idea how long it would last before it blew itself apart, because it was operating at 4,000 degrees, less than 8 feet in diameter, power level of 1,000 megawatts. And we listened, they broadcast internally at Westinghouse, and 5 minutes nominal temperature and pressure and 10 minutes. And wow, that's looking good. 20 minutes, 30. It went to full 60 minutes. The limit was how much liquid hydrogen you could store. So that was one of my best moments in history, if you will, in my history anyway. And also because there was a side story to that, a backstory, if you will, about a week before the test, I was asked, Stan, we're not so sure about the heating rates in the control system around this reactor. Can you get some measurements with our low-level system and come up with some data? So I worked my butt off for a week and came up with the numbers and said, yes, it's going to work. It won't melt. But when we started the test, I suddenly realized, if that thing fails, they're going to blame me. So it was a great day when we went the full time, and it worked, and at the rated power and temperature and stuff. I mean, people don't realize 4,000 degrees is pretty darn hot.
Very. And the power output that you're talking about is amazing. Like, what did you say, half the power of the Hoover Dam?
1,000 megawatts, yeah, but in something less than 8 feet in diameter.
Exactly. Like, how many locomotive engines would that be like?
Oh, big lot.
I don't, you know, jet motors or something.
Like, yes, yes.
100 747s or something.
No, less than that. Probably like 20.
Well, that's still a lot.
It's an awful lot of power in a small space. Well, that's because of the temperature, 4,000 megawatts, 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And Los Alamos is operated at 4,000 megawatts.
Now, with something like that, I guess it would work in space, right? It wouldn't require air or...
No, you got a big tank of liquid hydrogen, and you got pumps, and you pump them through the reactor, and they come out. They start off with cold, very, very cold, close to below absolute zero, close to. And you pump it into the reactor, and the reactor got graphite and other nice high temperature materials, and it goes out the nozzle at 4,000 degrees. It's a very impressive device.
Plenty of hydrogen out there in the universe, I suppose.
Well, yeah, there's loads of hydrogen, the most abundant element. So wherever you go, you're going to find some.
Now, do you think an engine like that could actually power an interstellar craft, or would we need something even more powerful?
Well, that was a fission system, so it didn't have the same power density as fusion would. So A-bombs versus H-bombs.
Right. we're still dealing with some kind of rocket force, counterforce, wave propelling something.
That's right. But look, even our conventional means of doing things shock people. And one of them that I shock people with is to point out we have nuclear-powered aircraft carriers. Big deal. Yeah, the big deal is they can operate for 18 years without refueling.
Yeah, those things are amazing.
I mean, you're a ship captain. Where do I stop for gas? Where are the tankers? Well, you don't need me for 18 years. What do you want?
Now, when you're looking at advanced propulsion systems possibly used by a craft engineered for interstellar travel, and if ET is maybe hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, would we even be able to recognize their technology as technology? It might be beyond magic to us.
It depends what temperatures we're talking about. Look, advanced technology is by definition magic. Somebody once said that, not me, but in my book is Top Secret Magic, M-A-J-I-C-A, one of them. I should give out my website, www.stantonfriedman.com. And it lists all the books, and I autograph everything I send out. And the three books that Kathy Martin and I have written, we have little book plates, and we both autographed them.
I like to do that with my son and myself. We've written science fiction books, but he lives in Spain, and I live here, and it's kind of difficult for us to get together to sign books. But we'll try to do it, because a lot of things are done on demand. You know how that works. Then again, when Grayson makes one of his rare trips to America, I do encourage him to sign a bunch of books with me. We got more to come. Stanton Friedman, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.